Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Wednesday.
Good morning, Belle.
Good morning, Cannabis Kid. Good morning, Space King and Queen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Had to get that last ripper in there before the show
started. That.
Well, what did y'all think of the new commercial?
Pretty great.
Pretty great.
Not so bad, huh? Not
only took a few hours.
Grab some wicked. Oh Lord, it took longer than that, but we won't tell you. But, yeah. You got to do this until it's like perfect, and someone will say something, or I'll say something, and then we're laughing and dancing and trying to get it right. It's hard.
When you start playing it back,
yeah,
and you start listening, and you're like, I want that to be different, and you know that you can.
Oh, and then we change the words.
Uh-huh.
And we totally change the words. Yeah.
And then, so it started sounding flowing, and you started saying it more. But we did spend a lot of time on that first one, you know.
About cannabis, just so you know. If you're just calling in and you're hearing us rambling about our studio outtakes, which were really funny. I wish the guy that we had right now.
I really do. That would be funny.
He dances when he records his little video.
I have to get into a swing of things. I'm not sure
what kind of swing it was, but it was a good one. So welcome to Weekday Wednesday.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes, it was like river dance meets. I don't know what.
Wow.
He's just getting in his comfort zone.
He was getting in the groove. All right, how y'all doing? How's everyone doing? Awesome, awesome. Well, we've got a fun show this morning. We have a great show this morning. Purple Magazine. Yes, rhymes with our favorite color, purple. We like purple mist. Mr. Anthony Ortiz, the owner of the magazine, will be on in just a little bit to talk to us about what's going on in New Mexico and around the world in their awesome magazine. If you guys haven't seen this, we have some issues down at Tumbleweed Health Center. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Come down and get certified. And come check out the Purple Magazine. It's not only about New Mexico. It's about everything going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to check it out. It's a really cool magazine. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check out our radio link. And it talks about Mr. Ortiz and Purple Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. In the news, what do we got in the news? We were talking about, this is your favorite. This is Cannabis Kid's just totally favorite subject. Juicing raw marijuana yielding positive results. We love it. If you can get your hands on some raw materials, some raw juicing, some leaves, some buds, things like that. I don't know so much about sticks and stems. Maybe we'll soak those and use those for saps later or something. But it's incredible. And here, we'll read a little story here. One young woman diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis 3 years ago was fed up with the side effects and ineffectiveness of the liver-destroying anti-rheumatic drugs her doctors were giving her, so she decided to take matters into her own hands and use her blender carefully. She used her blender carefully, and she didn't cut her fingers. We had an accident over the weekend. Katie Marsh's Daily Relief is a smoothie with fruit, yogurt, and thawed juice. Cannabis.
Very nice.
Very nice. After trying other natural anti-inflammatory remedies like turmeric and ginger, her pain continued to worsen and she became more and more debilitated. It got so bad that I had trouble getting out of bed, getting off and on the toilet, and even dressing myself, according to a Fox News article. Upon a friend's advice, Miss March decided to try juicing marijuana. She soon sought out Dr. William Courtney, co-founder of the International Cannabis Foundation, a leading expert in raw dietary cannabis. When it's consumed as a leafy green vegetable, you get the whole profile of the plant, said Dr. Courtney. Oh, I love it. The whole profile of the plant. That's fantastic.
Even the cannabinoids that we probably even haven't
discovered
yet.
I don't even know about. You get the whole thing. Unlike heated forms of cannabis, raw dietary cannabis contains both the terpenes and chemical compounds in the correct portion and ratio. Some 8,000 of his patients say have seen positive effects from ingesting raw dietary cannabis, whether juiced, blended, or chopped into coleslaw. Well, there you have it.
Chopping it up and actually adding the fresh leaves and even
the
whole buds
to salads and stuff.
Yeah,
there you go.
You just need a little bit. A little bit goes such a long way.
Throw a leaf on top there and chomp away. According to Dr. Courtney, one of the biggest benefits is the positive effects cannabis has on the body's endogenous cannabinoid system, which is made up of endocannabinoids, or chemical compounds found throughout the body that perform different processes. I believe this plant, having evolved over millions of years, is put together to support that system, he said. As for Katie Marsh, it's working like a charm. Once she learned what strains to look for, she started juicing every day. I saw results very quickly. Within a matter of a couple days, I was able to stop the prednisone and ibuprofen, she said. Nearly a year later, Mark still has slight pain in her right feet from damage done by the rheumatoid arthritis, but her condition is now in remission.
That is incredible.
Holy cow.
You know, I love hearing stories about this because it just shows that it's not only just the bud and smoking it, it's the whole plant.
The whole plant.
And going back to this and using it in all these different kinds of treatments from Alzheimer's, you know, we're coming out with MS, fibromyalgia, PubMed just came out. It's been a long time article, but I think it's just kindly surfaced as to people looking into more about cannabis. And but it was actually brought into, I guess, perspective back into 2008. And it says clinical endocannabinoid deficiency, CECD. Can explain therapeutic benefits of cannabis in migraine, fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome, and other treatment-resistant conditions. And the study goes on and talks about, and you can definitely find this on, you'll find this on tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, as well as our Facebook page. But it really is a very long article, and it goes into... it's just really a lot about the whole process of why it works in our system and why it works for these different kinds of conditions.
That's awesome because we're hearing more and more information about laboratories testing for condition-specific strains versus or terpenes and cannabinoids and stuff that you can say, I've got rheumatoid arthritis. This lady here, Miss Marsh, said she found the strains that worked for her. I would really like to know what strains work for rheumatoid arthritis. I have a good friend that has it that would benefit from this. So that'd be a good thing to do.
And you know what else was really helping her out? And this is a, and this is definitely a combination of everything. I was talking to some folks the other day about bringing other vitamins and bringing them together, and there was an article that came out, I don't have it today, but just along the same lines of her juicing was the vitamins that are being found in cannabis, and it went on to the leafy greens, like the master of leafy greens, like kale, spinach, add it in like you would that. This plant is nutritious in all many different ways.
Use it
as a vitamin.
It's a preventative. It's a vitamin.
If you are able to grow, you know, it's this is the way I say it. Any part of that plant, in any way that you can grow that plant, grow it and see what you can get. You don't need a special light. Have it be by the sun at least till it gets 6 hours a day. It can be inside your house.
Legally. Do everything legally.
Do everything legally.
Be by the book, folks. Check with your counties and jurisdictions as to who can grow and where.
I know.
Just be by the book. We don't want to see any more people we know and love get stupid felonies.
One plant
like that.
Isn't going to hurt.
Well, no, but do right. that one plant by the book.
By the book, yeah.
Do that one plant by the book. And juice it.
And juice it. Try it out.
Keep it as a mother plant. No, don't do that.
Just pull your leaves off. It'll grow more, and you just keep on trying it out.
More. Just rip it off.
I'm serious. It will do that.
And I've heard Dr. Courtney say that you just take a handful of leaves, like maybe 10, 15 leaves,
mm-hmm.
and also grab a bud. Grab a nice bud. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be huge, but a good nug.
Right.
Throw it in your blender with it. Juice away.
If you've ever tasted cannabis, and do make sure your cannabis is organic and full of the rich nutrients that it needs, the flavor of it is, it's right around the way that I could say wine would be, you know, but with terpenes, flowers, and I mean, just intense aromas and flavors. And
it is. We are marijuana sommeliers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just it just shows that all the terpenes and how humans, or some humans, are attracted to those flavors, smells.
Well, we all have an endocannabinoid system.
Right.
However, some people don't want to try this, or
mm-hmm.
and that's okay.
Because mm-hmm.
I had someone say, so, other than smoking it, what can I do for sleeping if I don't
mm-hmm.
want to smoke? I said,
mm-hmm.
oh, edibles, right away. Edibles are great for sleep. Great sleep aid. Forget Unisom and all those other things with the pretty butterflies on the commercials. Take a bite of a brownie, you're out. Out like trout, right? Isn't that how it
yeah.
goes?
I think for some, I think someone has to find their right, the exact what thing that puts them to sleep. Because what puts some to sleep doesn't put others. What
no.
do I've heard?
Yeah, this is true. We got a really pretty beautiful picture of an outdoorsy plant.
Oh, that is just gorgeous.
In the Netherlands. Oh, my gosh. We love the Netherlands. Look at that. That's
if you're following along with us.
I know.
Can
we post this on Facebook? Can we put that picture on Facebook? We'll have to, our vape. We'll have to ask permission to put that pretty picture on our Facebook page. Really pretty. Maybe we shouldn't. It might have, like, IP addresses
right.
and stuff like that. And the next thing you know, it'll be like,
right.
no.
It's just beautiful.
No,
it's
gorgeous. We'll just tell you it's sparkly and shiny. And
Google
pretty.
Outdoor growth and that.
Yeah, just, it's
going
to be a nice one.
Yeah.
All right. Exciting. We love cannabis. So much is happening in the cannabis world. Anybody have any quick news stories they want to share about anything going on in the world? Did you know Australia? I can't even say it. That's not a lie. Australia could legalize medical marijuana before the end of summer.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Australia.
I can't even do my accent, but Australia is on its way to becoming the next country to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes. Despite concerns expressed by a federal agency over legal weed creating unwanted tension with international drug treaties, the nation's policymakers are reportedly working to pass legislation in 2015 that would legalize a nationwide medical marijuana program. A multi-partisan committee comprised of coalition labor and crossbench senators is on a mission to set up the regulator of medicinal cannabis bill. I love it! They said cannabis!
That's great. So it means everything.
The regulator of medicinal cannabis bill, which would make the Australian government responsible for the cultivation, distribution, and overall regulatory affairs of cannabis trade. The bill was submitted to Parliament last summer and has since been transferred to the committee for its consideration. After a series of public hearings and deep national debate, it is expected the committee will strongly recommend that the Parliament get behind the momentum and approve a marijuana regulator. The committee is expected to release its full report on August 10th. In the meantime, the Health Department argues that legalizing medical marijuana could create complexity and uncertainty with the nation's Therapeutic Goods Act and the UN Single Convention on Narcotic Drugs. Martin Bowles, the department secretary, warns that the regulator a medicinal cannabis bill does not address crucial legal and practical issues that could lead to the risk of regulatory gap, overlapping laws, and a lack of clarity about the exercise of jurisdiction by agencies and possibly inconsistency with other existing laws. Kind of sounds like Arizona's thing. Yet Senator Di Natale says that regardless of the potential obstacles surrounding the bill, he argues that the single convention has not caused any problems for the United States or any other country that has legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes. He believes Australia would receive the same respect. The latest polls indicate that two-thirds of Australians support the legalization of medical marijuana. Prime Minister Tony Abbott has also expressed his support for the bill. I have no problem with the medical use of cannabis, he said. Right on. Way to go, Australia. That's not a plant.
That's some medicine.
That's not a plant.
I can't
that's
do
not,
it.
That's not. Never mind. Forget it. We're just killing it. Ugh. Oh, my gosh. All right. Oh, no, there's no GPS on the picture, so we can post that one over Facebook. I know. All right. Well, let's just do a little reading here, and then we're going to call. We are going to call upon Mr. Anthony Ortiz to talk with us this morning from Cripple Magazine. So let's do a little read about Anthony Ortiz. He is the owner of Cripple Magazine, the trusted voice of the medical marijuana industry in New Mexico since 2012. Their mission is to be an educational provider with a goal to help people learn about industry advancement and proper medicinal practices. Through their publication, they strive to reach those who have been uninformed about cannabis and its benefits. They host information seminars with patients, University of New Mexico, dispensaries, clinics, and health professionals in a community education effort. Their knowledge of the industry, dispensary ownership laws and regulations, and patient advocacy place them at the forefront of the medical marijuana and hemp industries in New Mexico. Woo-hoo! Mm-hmm. So let's give Anthony a call here. Let's see if this works. This is the fun part. Let's just call in here. We're dialing. See if we can get Mr. Anthony on the line. This is so exciting. This is like playing a game or something. I always get really excited. Ortiz from Cripple Magazine coming on. We'll say good morning.
Cripple Magazine has been one of my favorite magazines for quite a while
now.
You introduced us to Mexico, and we travel back and forth quite a lot. And I've seen so much change.
You have reached the voicemail box of 50541013322.
How do we hang that up? All right. Well, Anthony, if you're listening, here, we'll shoot you an email, too. But that was the other thing I wanted to ask about was hemp. I wanted to find out what's going on in the hemp world in New Mexico. But this is a great magazine. In fact, up until recently, someone actually borrowed the original Cripple magazine that we had, one of the original issues from 2012. And they took it from Tumbleweed to read it at home. Maybe they'll bring it back. We're hoping that they do. But it was awesome.
That's the one I was like,
This is
why you should like them, because it's been here since the beginning that you started.
Yeah, it was great.
You guys were coming through New Mexico, wasn't that? Or you had met them early.
Doug Fine
maybe sent something to you.
Maybe. We got Cripple just wonderfully accidentally.
Yeah.
And we've been loving it, so.
I love, they've introduced culture in with the whole medical world in a really nice way that it brings the two worlds together really nicely. And it's one of the only, it's the only publication that's actually in New Mexico.
Mm.
Now, I wanted to ask Anthony about how the spots around New Mexico are, because there are certain little areas that you're like, not even allowed to talk about it, or, you know, the rural areas of some New Mexico cities, the sheriffs and the law are really down on it and really kind of go by whatever the country says.
Right.
So, and they don't care about what these federal laws, because it's like, I work for, and then so it just, it's hard, and then there's these, like, stemmed down pockets of, they don't know, so they keep on fighting for something that they don't know about, and in the long run, it just hurts more and more people. So I was, you know, it was very similar to some of the things that Safford had, a dispensary, Safford, Arizona, And there was a patrol car that would actually set out across the street.
From the dispensary?
From the dispensary.
Oh, man.
And anytime anyone would leave,
no,
they would pull them over.
Shut up. You can't just pull somebody over. You have to have a cause.
This was what I'm saying, is that who overruns the law? In certain towns, there are rules. And those rules are town rules. And it's...
town rules. That's good old boy stuff.
Yeah. You don't think this country is not run on good old boy stuff?
Yeah, I didn't say it wasn't. I didn't say it.
Bellstar.
Ooh, lemon scum. All right. Bellstar and the Cannabis Kid. Thank you for joining us.
Yes.
If you haven't already,
and
you're tuning in now. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, if you don't know who we are.
Interesting morning.
It's a very interesting morning. And you know what? We also have... we also have a new commercial that we are allowed to play here. And this is exciting.
It's pretty exciting.
This is exciting. Let's play this. Let's see here. Let's see what we got. This is a commercial that was going to air, but the program director said, not yet, guys, not yet. We're almost there, but not yet. So here we go. We're gonna air the audio. Let's see if we can't do this right. So hold up. Wait for it. It's coming. All right. Hang on 1 second. Oh, boy. There's a whole download button here. What the heck? I thought we had this already. Don't we? Yeah, we have it. Let's just play it right here. This is a simple version. All right. I swear it's coming. The latest commercial.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
What do you think about that?
Like
that is fancy. You didn't even see there's a little video that goes along with it. Amazing.
With people in it.
Yeah, and everything. Wow. Yeah. I mean, they're not moving. Yeah.
That's extra.
That was extra. It's still shot, but still. I think we are going to... I think we have permission to post it on, like, Facebook and things like that.
That's exciting.
It is, so we'll play it again so you all can hear it. It is exciting.
Send that over to me, and
I'll get that
rolling.
Oh, boy, you'll get that posted real quick. All right, so what else is in the news? we were talking about countries.
Yeah, we were. We were just talking about how...
in a major shift, Israel will begin selling medical marijuana at pharmacies. Israel's Deputy Health Minister Yaakov Litzman announced on Monday that medical marijuana will now be available at pharmacies with a prescription. I just want to say bitchin'. That's awesome. According to the Times of Israel, cannabis will be prescribed and supervised like narcotic medications, and the move will ease pressure on overcrowded dispensaries. Today, pharmacies give out all kinds of drugs, including narcotics such as morphine, and it's done in a perfectly orderly fashion, Litzman said. So, marijuana will be handled the same way. It will be prescribed and monitored by the same standards as other medications. In addition, the decision will allow more doctors to prescribe cannabis, a practice that had been reversed only for special Ministry of Health appointed positions and had been criticized for its bureaucratic obstacles. M.K. Tamar Zandberg Moretz thanked Litzman for his revolutionary decision. This is huge news, she said. Thank you for the publicly stating your principles on this matter. I think many people will welcome this change. According to the Jerusalem Post, Labor MK Shelley Yakimovich also agreed with the decision, calling it a 180-degree turn for current policy.
That is so exciting.
That is exciting. That's super exciting.
You know, we were talking about all these different countries that are coming into and kind of like, they're rejecting, not, pharmaceuticals are there, but they're not as big as they are here in the United States.
Oh, no.
And I was actually reading an article is that the trials here are becoming so expensive. to test the pharmaceuticals because people are kind of like standing up and it's harder to get things passed. So that's awesome on our part because
and you know what,
we don't
Americans
have to take this anymore. But what's the sad part is they're going to other countries where they're paying the people like it's ridiculous for what they're paying them, and they're going and they're taking these toxic, very toxic, first trialed pharmaceuticals that are, I think, the first people. So some of them have all these side effects. It's because no one's doing them over here anymore. So many people, they've kind of run out that. It's so scary. But so it's great to hear how some of these countries are accepting cannabis in as a.
And they're testing it.
Yeah.
Which is the point I was going to make that, you know, most. I mean, do you really go up to your pharmacy and say, can I have the testing results on this, please? Can I have the chart?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see the percentage of, you know, whatever in my whatever. We wouldn't even know what to ask. I mean, this field of cannabis is really bringing to the forefront a whole different type of testing and a whole different type of understanding because Americans will just go to the store, they'll buy Tylenol, ibuprofen, oxy, or over-the-counter stuff, and then later you hear about all these recalls. Well,
yeah.
We're just trusting what people are putting on the shelves out there.
Right, and so many people
without
just blindly
looking
do
at what's even in it. You know, most people don't even look at what's in things. They just go, oh, I got a headache. I'm just going to grab that and see if it works.
Tumbleweeds had a little talk on that. Remember, we were talking about how does anybody read when they get diagnosed with something or have to take an antibiotic or any kind of thing where they go to the pharmacy and pick up. And when the nurse practitioner or the pharmaceutical practitioner comes over and talks to you, how much do you listen to, or do you just go ahead and you can say yes or no?
Do you read that little
thing? And then do you pull out that packet of information that is like a book, like long front and back, back and front, turn it to the side, and then there's another cryptic code that you can read down the other middle.
And you're a pharmacist.
And then there's little books that, like,
it's like the Marauders.
It's like an adult version of a pop-up book.
We need a legend.
And it's ridiculous.
It
you
is.
Open it up, and you
and
pull a thing, and a house pops up, and then you read inside. It's ridiculous.
They don't read it.
The point is, no one reads that.
The point is,
we have more people coming into Tumbleweeds telling us, you know, they were taught reading about what strain was best for them, because they looked up, you know, their ailment or their condition, and they found that this strain works for all these conditions. And then they found something even better, that mixing it with something else it worked out well for this person. And so you're finding that they're going to the extra lengths to cure themselves, to figure out what alleviates their pain, what alleviates their conditions. And in so many ways, we need this plant because it's making people more aware, opening their eyes to that there is something different.
A lot of things. Because they think, well, gosh, if I'm open to marijuana, what else have I been missing in life?
Exactly.
Let's try Mr. Ortiz again. We're going to dial out and see if we can. We won't go that loud. We'll see if we can't get Anthony on the line. But, yeah, I'm really into testing. It keeps coming back to testing. Know what's in your medicine, and we've heard of even dispensaries in town putting out and pesticides, chemicals.
You never really know.
You don't know. Aside the fact from, you know, bugs, things like that.
Well, and so many people are taking that organic to making sure that all of their meds are and taken care of, and like an organic farmer, or they understand who is going to be consuming it, so they take that extra love and care for it.
You know what else is about extra love and care?
What?
Puff, 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 puff. Puff, 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 puff
like what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped. Shit, I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Yep. Welcome back to New Day.
I can just tell you, folks, if you were here in the live audience, we get into some deep stuff. Super deep, to the point where
we're going historically.
I'm glad it was off air, because I think if we were talking about it on air, I think we'd be shut down quite fast. So,
yeah, it's intense.
It is pretty intense. So
well, welcome back
for
to
Weekday
Wednesday.
Us.
Yeah,
we are.
We love it.
We're experiencing some little technical difficulties with our phone line going out, and we're worried that Anthony might be calling into us, and we not be receiving it. So we're keeping all of ours.
Well, we tried to call out. That didn't work, so
yeah.
Lines are open.
We're keeping it open.
Anthony,
if you're listening in, we would love it if you could call into us.
646-915-8421. Yeah, there you go.
Please call in now.
Call in live. That was supposed to be emphasized. Live.
Good.
Call live.
Live!
Well,
I just didn't think you were emphasizing on it.
You just weren't doing your job. 3 hours later. Welcome. I'm like, all right, this is Listen to the show, all right? If you don't like it, that's how we work in there.
So I wanted to just bring it right back. We were talking about Israel.
How much do you know about marijuana? I love it. This is a quiz.
Bill, how much do you know?
I don't know. Let's see how much we all know.
Well, this would be started off. Well, where was
it could be
Bill, where was THC found? Who found THC?
Oh,
THC.
That was Mr. who Regina Nelson just met and hung out with, Mr. Raphael Meshulam. Oh, you know what? We're going to hopefully have him on our show, because
that
maybe
would be
Regina
incredible.
Will help with that. That would be incredible. I really want to know, I love the science behind all of this. I love how deep they're going molecularly to find out if I have a migraine that this particular terpene and this particular cannabinoid together, I got to knock that migraine out of the water.
It's, there's that nasal neuron system that's connected, and because of the smells, it helps out with the immune system. I have an article on that. I will get back to that later.
After these messages.
So now we were talking about Israel, and they're allowing it into the pharmacies.
Yes.
Now
that's fantastic. I don't know how they feel about their government. You know, they're growing it and doing all that stuff, and I wonder what their patient laws are. Patients can grow it and hang out with it as well.
Yes.
You know, I don't know.
So Raphael, Dr. Mashula.
Mm-hmm.
So because he lives there, it's probably, it's allowing it in there. He's probably one of the heads. And a lot of people are taking it a lot farther than we are.
We're hoping.
Well, I mean, it sounds like they're allowing it into the pharmacy. So it's right there next to your...
morphine, whatever else you want.
Your other stuff.
Right.
So I want to know how people would handle that if it was here.
I want to know how people are receiving
would
that.
Happen, that would happen
because
here
the
in the United States.
You know, they're not going to let you walk in and just, you know, I don't think you're going to walk in and smell pot when you walk into your regular pharmacy, because I think people would have a problem with that. It's probably kept just as locked up as every other narcotic is. I don't know if you've ever worked social service or anything, but to get to a narcotic to give to a patient,
you've got
to lock and unlock and lock and unlock.
I get
and
it.
Unlock
but there's
sign up.
A lot of times
so
that.
It's probably very.
A lot of times pharmaceuticals are overgiven, a lot of times, and they are. There's repeated deaths just because of overdoses.
Yes.
So,
there
I mean,
no
obviously these
cannabis.
Locks. Aren't doing their job as well.
Well,
as
no,
should.
Because well, no, it's not the locks; it's the people, and it's people's inability to cope with life and stress. So they'll take 30 oxycodone or whatever instead of the one they're supposed to.
But we're
to
even
take.
Talking about in hospitals as well.
Oh Lord, listen, I go to this.
Sorry,
thing, man. Oh, I know. Don't
we
even
ask some hard questions?
Oh, we do.
Here
oh,
on Wednesday, Wednesday.
We do.
If you'd ever want to be a guest or call in, please call in now.
Live.
Live.
646-915-8421.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't rehearse it for 3 hours yesterday. I wasn't quite sure what was going on. We don't have that. I think I was dreaming that all night long.
Yeah.
646.
It's kind of like a...
Five.
I was a server for a long time, so I always have those
nightmares
where I can't get to the table fast enough.
And
they
your
leave.
Bong hit? Oh.
No, and the people leave. Not at the restaurant, Belle.
Oh. Well, someday. What
were you talking
someday.
About?
Bongs are us? Is that
bongs
what?
Across America.
Bongs across the country.
It's America.
Was it America?
Yeah.
We'll have to go listen. We were just talking about this. Marijuana could aid in America's drug overdose epidemic. And here they show a young girl in the hospital hooked up to a ton of machines nobody knows how to read. Most of them don't work anyway, and by the time you're there, you learn how to flip them off and on and reset them. Right, pal? Jeez, those noises are just disturbing.
No.
Why are you supposed to rest in those places? Like, rest is the most
that's
important
thing.
And it's like,
I really
and the nurses
hate.
Are like, here, here's a reset button. Just hit this. Hit this. We're like, yeah, hit it every 2 hours.
That system is serious.
It's messed. In 2013, there was a national survey on drug use and health, NSDUH, found that nearly 5 million Americans have tried heroin. Nearly 73% of past year heroin users are between the ages of 18 and 34.
No. Boo.
Yeah. According to a recent report by the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, heroin use and overdose deaths are increasing rapidly in the United States. A leading cause of the increase in heroin use and related overdoses has been the more widespread use of prescription opioid painkillers such as Vicodin and OxyContin. The CDC reports that 45% of people who have used heroin were also addicted to prescription opioid painkillers. The medical use of marijuana is relevant to this problem because marijuana as a therapeutic provides a safe alternative to the use of prescription opioid pain relief drugs. Marijuana has proven pain relief properties. However, unlike opiates, marijuana does not affect the medulla, the part of the brain that controls the heart rate and breathing. The impact of opioid drugs on the medulla is generally what causes overdose deaths from heroin. Increased access to medicinal marijuana could help reduce the overuse, abuse, and fatalities causing the latest epidemic in both opioid prescription drugs and heroin use.
Mm.
Smoke more weed.
So,
but that's serious because that is really, really, really serious. We in the middle of our rehearsing and getting ready for this commercial that we did, to, you know, we were reading about a young man, a veteran. We actually got this off Kerpal Magazine's website. And he was on 22 prescription drugs. And with his wife talked him into trying cannabis. He was a vet. The guy was a higher up in the military. You don't do that. So she talked him into using this. And within a very short amount of time, he was off 22 different medications. And
he had a bag full.
Oh, my God. He lifted the bag.
The bag was a grocery bag full. And the you know when you tie the ends, it actually it's just bulging out.
He couldn't even tie it.
He had it just bounced up like that. It was remarkable. It's so remarkable to hear to see that there's so many ways that you can use this plant. And so many people are getting so many relief from this plant. If it's not for you, don't try it, don't use it, but don't enable or put your forthcomings to block something that can help somebody else.
That's right.
You know?
Don't hinder someone else. It's like saying you don't like Pepsi, well, I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
That's not your choice.
It's not your choice. It relieves people's
everything.
Pain, conditions.
And it's a non-toxic plant that we're finding has more therapeutic properties than we've ever known before. But and you have to keep in mind this was in our pharmacopoeia until 1941. I tell all my dog walkers that, hi dog walkers, Sully friends, parents, that the veterinarians used to use this quite a lot with animals. You can't kill anybody from it, so it was a great anesthesia and painkiller, anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, antifungal, blah blah. It goes on. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, that'd be a great one if she did it about marijuana. Wah, 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 wah. Good to hear.
Wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah. Well, here's a study that marijuana helps with social and aggressive behavior. And here you see, and this is pretty indicative of how we look. Pretty damn happy with our bombs. Look at this photo, basically. This is a group of five kids here. They're not kids. They're probably like 21. 22, 23. 22, 23. Yeah. Early 21. Yeah, they're 20s, early 20s. They're just sitting there with their nice bombs, too. Very clean. Notice how clean they are. Except this guy put a little, looks like he put some food coloring in his to make his cool.
It might be dirty.
It looks red, though. Look at the ricochet.
Red.
It's red.
Maybe it's actually the reflection of his red.
His red shirt. That's what I thought, too. Maybe it's a
clear
light. Hey, we're going to have to get a light scientist in here to analyze that.
I don't think so.
Before we go on cannabis, we are very creative in our show here.
We can really get into it.
But this is talking about how, and this is what I always say, people come in to Tumbleweed Health Center, and usually they're older adults, and they're scared. I'm saying older, 60 and older, and they're older, and they're a little nervous, and I say, what's wrong with a little happy? And they giggle and they laugh and they go, yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, this is a harsh planet, man. This isn't an easy place to hang out. Earth is beautiful, but it has its trials and tribulations and challenges and
we work a lot.
And we work to make our lives peaceful and happy and healthy and balanced and grounded. We buy druzy stones and things that we need to do that. But this article says marijuana helps with social and aggressive behavior. So for here, all you grumpies. A study recently published in the National Center for Biotechnology Information has shown what most know from experience, that marijuana can significantly alleviate aggressive behavior and calm emotions. Yes, it does. Sometimes you just take that bomb hit and all of a sudden, you're just happy. and stress like melts away, and the emotions are just like, ah. The study only conducted on test mice, but nonetheless, I wonder how the little mice showed them they were happy.
Were they
like sweeping up things around the mice? The study shows the potential for scientific evidence for marijuana as an aggression management tool for humans. Oh, they must have had bully mice. Oh, they used it on the bully mice, so the mice were nicer. The study will likely lead to research on humans and eventually states with medical marijuana programs might include anger as a qualifying condition for a medical marijuana card. But I wonder if the bully mice had to get a card. All right, the ultimate objective of the study was to examine the role of cannabinoids in social and aggressive behavior. One of the researchers noted that acute administration of the cannabinoid agonist significantly reduced the level of aggression in hostile mice. I told you they had bully mice. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
The study's conclusion was very interesting. It went on to state that marijuana has a lot of potential for managing aggression in humans. The study noted, our results suggested that CB2R, cannabinoid receptor, is implicated in social interaction and aggressive behavior and deserves further consideration as a potential new target for the management and management of aggression in bully mice.
Was aggression and hostility a qualifying condition for the mouse part?
Well, it must have been, but I want to know what's making these mice so mad. Let's get to the root of this. I said,
I never knew my father.
My dad
was probably Fievel's little brother that never was talked about.
The other guys in the corner, one of them, and none of them
was
talked to. My brother was famous.
Going back.
I don't
know.
Bully mice. What's making you mad, bully mice? Call in.
We want to know.
915-8421. Bully mice, call in. We're here to hear you. We're here to
We
listen.
Want to know what cannabis is doing for you.
Yeah, please.
Are you less aggressive?
Are you okay?
Are you less hostile? Have you been trying cannabis?
Bully mice bongs. Woo! That's the latest in bongs. Bully mice bongs.
It was just created here.
We're
going to
have one mean mouse and one happy mouse on the cover of our book.
Yeah, plushies.
Plushy bongs. Bully mice bongs. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. If you're just tuning in to listening to about bully mice, we are studying the effects of medical cannabis on our social and aggressive behavior.
We are.
And we were duped. We thought by the photo that, you know, they were actually studying this pack of early, or what do you call your early 20 years now? They're not late tweeners anymore.
Millennials.
Blah.
That's a good word for you guys.
Millennial. Yeah, it is. They are millennials. But I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay, they like
I don't know.
All right, millennials. High time. Oh. You know what we're going to do?
Tell me that.
Not stick to our format.
Yay!
We are going to read from the weed calendar because I was respectfully told by a 6.5-year-old, almost 7-year-old, that this was not nearly used enough. Do you even read it?
That was my favorite one. I heard that story.
That was the best ever. Oh, my gosh. That was the best ever. What's this? Weed. You know, like in your backyard. It's a calendar. Well, do you even use it? I love it. Here we go. Weed word. They love it. July 29th. All right. Never mind. We have connections. If we get in trouble for weed word, we're all right. cornering. Okay. Here we go. You everyone know what cornering is? It's a technique utilized when smoking a bowl or bong, whereby the first smoker to indulge positions the lighter so that only a small section of the marijuana is lit on fire. By using this method, the smoker ensures that subsequent smokers in the circle are able to receive a fresh or green hit that is untainted by char. Cannabis Kid's very good about that. I'm a char broiler. I just torch that thing until the whole bitch is because you can't if you really do.
Etiquette, man.
I gotta make sure my hash now is.
And
hash.
Bell. And Bell, you know what we do now? We actually we don't do the light. We actually use
the
our hemp wick. And if you haven't been using hemp wick,
You should.
It's an incredible little thing. It really does go hard.
Hemp wick that has sold at Tumbleweed Tell Center. You should come down and check it out.
I know everyone's like, oh, it's just a little butane. But it's a little butane all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
So if you think about how harsh it is, you'll notice a difference.
Yeah.
If you use the input. If you buy it in the large rolls, which is probably the best value.
It's organic hemp wick and beeswax, and it's just literally a wick, like your candle. But instead of lighting your bowl with your butane, you light it with your, you light your little wick.
And what
you have
you're
a candle
doing
that
with
you can
this,
use your candle.
The reason that you use the hemp wick is it actually burns at a lower temperature than a butane lighter.
And it's cleaner.
And it's cleaner. So
no butane
what's
in
nice
it.
About it is you hold it right above your bowl in the corner or the spot that you would like to. I know everyone's like, well, I know how to smoke a bowl. It is a new way of, you pack differently, you're using medical cannabis, you know.
Make sure your bowl's clean.
God bless you if you have, and you just pack it up every single day and you're just like, I'm blazing one.
I'm blazing.
Do it. Do it.
Yep.
But when you're on a fixed income, sometimes it works to spread out your cannabis.
Yeah, and this hemp will definitely
It really
help
will.
You.
It will burn it at a lower temperature, getting more out of your cannabis, more hits, and it will be tastier.
Mm-hmm. You'll actually taste more of your meds than you'll taste of the butane.
Which is very important, because the terpenes are important.
Hmm.
There you go.
Very
I'm done.
Good.
I'm
There's
stepping
your...
off the sofa.
There you go. I mean, he's down.
I'm bowing.
Down.
That's Hempwick, everybody.
Hempwick. At TumbleweedHealthCenter.com, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103.
That really brought me back to Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
Like it was in the...
You got to get down there.
Right
Come
right
on.
There in the little store in the front of the accessory.
Come on down. You know, here's a little article on azmarijuana.com where we get a lot of our news articles. It says that there are 5 states that will probably legalize medical marijuana next. Disappointed to see Arizona's not on that list, but it says a few unlikely states are expected.
What?
Unlikely. I know. Unlikely states are expected to legalize medical marijuana in the future. Maybe that's what this is. Just these are the unlikely states. Because we've read
Oh,
before,
good to know. Okay.
We're all getting ready over here.
Oh, that looks
that.
About right.
We know that. We've been most likely.
Yeah, this is a least likely. All right.
This looks good.
Approximately
right.
40 states currently have at some type of legal protection for the medical use of marijuana. 40. Holy. 23 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, have passed medical marijuana legislation, while 17 states have passed restrictive CBD, cannabidiol-focused legislation. The start. Here are 5 states that will probably be the next to legalize the medical use of marijuana. Now, remember, these are the 5 unlikely.
You ready?
Arkansas. Woo! Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Florida. But that's not so unlikely. We'll go Florida. Florida's not unlikely. They're just ramping up, man. This is going to happen this time for Florida. We know it. We know.
In my opinion, people just need to go vote.
Robert Flatshorn, we love you and the Silver Tour and everything you're doing.
Urban.
Pennsylvania.
Yay.
South Dakota. Woo! The Badlands.
Yeah.
And
Wyoming.
Wyoming. Cowboy hats on, it looks like.
Yeah, I have family up there.
I
kind of was like, when we actually were starting this off, I was like, likely? Unlikely? This looks more like unlikely.
Yeah, it was.
But
very
hey,
unlikely.
You know what? Get out there and do something. If you weren't from those states, find out. There's things that you can get involved with. More and more people are coming out and saying how much this works for them. They've got to try it somewhere else.
Yep.
If you're wondering how cannabis works for you,
mm-hmm.
maybe travel to a state where it's totally legalized and see if it works for you.
There you
Take
go.
Take a trip out there. You know, make a day of it. I don't know. Fly in for the weekend.
Have some fun.
Have some fun and see. And, that way you're doing it legally in a state.
Speaking of doing it legally in a state.
Speaking of.
Guess what is at Tumbleweed Health Center? The initiative for mindful
Good
regulation
to know.
Of
Good
Arizona.
To know. Yeah.
Come on down and sign this one.
Now, they were with us a few weeks ago.
Yes,
and
we were
talking about the difference between
and Jason, the
mindful.
Yeah, and NPP.
And NPPs.
And Jason stopped by Tumbleweed Health Center and brought the initiatives down and taught me how to train everybody on how to legally and properly sign them so that it's done correctly, because if you do it wrong, one wrong signature blows the whole packet. And check it out, because it's awesome. Come down and sign this thing. I think we're already on to our second packet. But this is one of the things in their regulation of marijuana versus MPP's regulation. We're heading into an article here about California City to create official medical marijuana cultivation zone. So see, in MPP's initiative, cities and towns can just say, nope, you can't grow. I don't care what the state says, but you can't do it. If you live in this, so wherever you live, even Pima or Maricopa, they could say patients can't grow, or wherever, what county you're in, they could say you can't grow, even though the state says you can't. So like the my regulators say, towns and counties and cities aren't going to be able to do that. If patients are allowed to grow, they're allowed to grow. Period.
I want to know the argument or their fight on that. I mean, I know that there's going to be some people who...
I honestly think...
take it, but there's already some people that are already taking it to the extremes.
I honestly think the dispensaries are afraid it's going to take away that much business. I really think that's what they think. Because people that are going to grow, if they get a patient card, are growing now. Okay? They've always been growing. They're going to keep growing. And it's really a 0.0-something percentage of patients that want to grow, because we know how hard it is.
We do know how
hard
it is.
So there's a very few limited...
The typical person who is out there...
That wants to do it right. That want to do it right.
If it's not their full-time job...
They're underestimating the power of convenience.
Well...
Yeah, this is true. Because it's just like for people that brew... In between all their home brews, they're out drinking and they're buying Budweiser or whatever else they buy.
People still go and they still want that high quality stuff.
Different stuff. They want something different from what they do.
People have to take a long time to grow whatever they're growing.
Yeah. So in the meantime, they got to go somewhere. They'll go to dispensaries and
so
get it.
It's really
or they'll go to their friends.
It's not
like
even fair to even say that that's going to happen. You know that that's why they're trying to pass this. It's like it's a greed thing, and it's over percentage
of
people that would not frequent as often.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're talking about here, right?
Well, here we go. The progressive cannabis city of Arcata, California, is on the verge of becoming the first U.S. jurisdiction to designate land specifically intended to promote and regulate pot production. According to NextCity.org, in May, the Arcata City Council unanimously passed the creation of a medical marijuana innovation zone. This gives city officials direct control over pot production as opposed to the state attempting to do so, far removed from local immediate concerns. The most likely initial location for the Medi Weed Zone will be on the industrial outskirts of town, potentially in an abandoned logging processing plant. Ultimately, the zone will democratically expand to include other grow sites and is anticipated to be established in the next 6 months. The zone concept is unique in that it establishes rules for individual pot farmers based on land use priorities rather than the typical approach to only regulate pot as a drug. Arcata is located in Humboldt County in Northern California's Emerald Triangle, home to arguably the world's finest outdoor weed. A 2011 report revealed $415 million of Humboldt's $1.6 billion economy was derived from cannabis. Eventually, Arcata's medical marijuana zone could serve as a model for other cities making more comprehensive regulation of legal cannabis. We love it! Wow! And you know what else we love? You!
We love all you for listening.
We love all you guys.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome. Come down to Tumbleweed Cell Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come get certified. Thank you, Space King and Space Queen, for hanging out with us.
It's always
so exciting to have you guys back. Woo-woo!
Love you guys.
Thank you, Canvas Kid.
Thank you, Bellstar.
Thank you. And we'll get Anthony from Purple on. We know it. Maybe it was just good coffee and we didn't catch him in time. We want to thank Growers House and Tumbleweed Health Center, Studio C, and our gajillion fans out there. And thanks to the Netherlands for always tuning in each and every week and showing pretty pictures and giving us interesting articles.
appreciate it, yes.
Yep, we've got some med testing, pre-med testing is going to be on in a month or so here. We're going to take a studio tour of the testing facility here in Tucson and then report back from you.
That would be a blast.
And, yeah.
If
it's
you are wondering about listening to us and find out more information about Facebook, go on to THCAZ. That's how you find us on Facebook.
Or just go to TumbleweedHealthCenter.com.
Exactly.
And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate.